A certain man's garage was attached to his house. It was a wonderful convenience in bad weather, but it was also a terrible temptation. All winter, whenever he didn't know what to do with something, he would put it in the garage. By March, he was so ashamed of his garage that he didn't want anyone to see it. By contrast, his neighbor keeps his garage spotlessly clean. He is one of those people who has a place for everything and keeps everything in its place. He has hangers for his shovel, his hammers, his screwdrivers, and his rakes. He paints his garage floor, and he actually vacuums his driveway. About mid-March, guilt finally gets to the first man. He says to himself, "This Saturday, I'm going to tackle the garage." He gets up early, tears into the task, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he has thrown half the stuff away. Then he sets out organizing the rest, and when finished, feels absolutely fulfilled. In fact, he leaves his garage door open for 3 weeks, just so everybody could see how good it looks. Ephesians chapter 5. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. A God-pleasing life is one that isn't cluttered with all of the self-centered junk that we often accumulate. To live a life that honors God, we must constantly be awake, on our guard, carefully walking and watching for those things that need to be discarded or put back in their rightful places.